USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A State Department official isn't happy with Russian shelling near a huge nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. The Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, Bonnie Jenkins, saying Russia's actions have created a serious risk of a nuclear incident. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee are crying foul, saying Facebook unfairly flagged their criticism of President Biden's plan to forgive some student loan debt, prompting the social media platform to say it was done in error. Facebook flagging the comment, "If you take out a loan, you pay it back, period." A spokesman for Meta, the parent company of Facebook, saying nothing in that content violates their policies or should have prevented it from being shared. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 322 points. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
A federal judge is deciding to release a redacted affidavit in regards to a search that was conducted at former President Donald Trump's Florida home. The decision came after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. Despite the ruling, the judge said the government has proven parts of the affidavit should be kept under wraps. NASA is preparing to send astronauts to the moon's surface again 50 years after its Apollo era. Administrator Bill Nelson is excited.
It's a future where NASA will land the first woman and the first person of color on the moon.
The space agency set its Artemis 1 test flight launch for Monday at Cape Canaveral, Florida. It'll carry the Orion crew capsule, speeding to a six-week mission around the moon. If all goes well, human could orbit the moon within 2 years, with a moon landing in 2025 or 2026. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Police say Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was swatted for the second day in a row. That's the act of making a prank call to police in order to get them to dispatch armed law enforcement to a certain address. Two officers showed up at her home in Georgia around 3 a.m., responding to a call about a man possibly shooting his family members and then himself. Police were not able to trace the call because a VPN was used. Dr. Anthony Fauci is stepping down from his government positions in medicine, but Republicans are not letting him off the hook. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News the infectious disease expert is key to getting to the bottom of the COVID-19 origins.
We need to make sure that a lab like this never happens again, but the first thing they have to do is give us the evidence, and we need to have an objective airing of the truth on this, and that's what's going to happen in November. When we win, we are going to investigate every last shred of evidence, and he will be subpoenaed, and he will have to testify under oath.
Dr. Fauci says he has nothing to hide and is defending his COVID policy recommendations, which he says saved millions of lives. A Missouri school district is bringing back spanking students for disciplinary measures. The Cassville School District, which is 15 minutes from the Arkansas border, gave parents forms to specify if they would authorize the school to be able to use the paddle on their kid. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.